by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At least one person reported dead in a possible terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain. Sharon Reed has details.
American Rachel Mirsky was in Barcelona in the popular tourist area where the incident took place.
I was just walking down the street on La Rambla, and which is a really busy street as it is, and suddenly everyone just starts screaming and running over each other.
She tells MSNBC there was an immediate police response and describes crowds of people standing on the street and crying in what she says was a very chaotic situation. The U.S. consulate in Barcelona has tweeted a warning urging Americans to avoid the area.
President Trump not happy about the recent removal of Confederate statues. The president took to Twitter today saying, quote, "Beauty that is being taken out of our cities, towns, and parks will be greatly missed." Trump called the move foolish and asked if statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are next. USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder that 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The latest report is out about jobless claims in America.
The Labor Department reporting that 232,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Economists had been expecting to see about 240,000 people filing first-time claims last week. The biggest jumps in claims were in Kansas, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. The states with the sharpest declines were California, Delaware, and Tennessee. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's chief strategist says there's no military solution to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Steve Bannon told the American Prospect, quote, "Until somebody solves the part of the equation that shows me that 10 million people in Seoul don't die within the first 30 minutes from conventional weapons, I don't know what you're talking about." President Trump recently warned aggression by the North will be met with fire and fury. Bannon also said the U.S. is currently in an economic war with China. USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
One of the two men convicted in a series of sniper attacks around D.C. is not going to be getting out of prison.
On Wednesday, a Montgomery County judge denied a motion to resentence Lee Boyd Malvo. Along with John Allen Muhammad, Malvo shot and killed 10 people and injured three others during a tension-filled three-week period in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Muhammad was executed in 2009, while Malvo was sentenced to life in prison. His attorneys tried to argue that since Malvo was a teenager at the time, a life sentence was cruel and unusual punishment.
With a total solar eclipse less than a week away, warnings again coming out from eye doctors to not look at the sun directly. Mark Mayfield has more.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to see it with your own eyes unless you have special glasses. Doctors say intense sunlight from the eclipse can damage your retina. They recommend wearing eclipse glasses with a solar filter that blocks out 99% of the sun's light. The solar filter makes the sun look like a full moon in a night sky. Eclipse glasses are available for free at many libraries. Otherwise, you won't be able to safely look at the eclipse until the sun is fully obscured by the moon.
The mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, not thrilled President Trump is rallying in the city next week. Democrat Greg Stanton says he hopes Trump's will delay the rally as the nation is still healing from violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Trump campaign confirmed Trump will be holding a rally in Phoenix on August 22nd. It comes as at least 9 cities across the country are hosting rallies against racism today. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Channel my inner Teddy KGB from Rounders. Felt so unsatisfied. That was a great movie, by the way. I haven't seen that one in a while. But anyway, we finished up last hour talking a little bit about all these financial advisors that decide to break bad at the very end. You know what I noticed, too, is a lot of financial advisors, they do a really horrible job managing their own money, which is odd, and they feel the need, hey, you know what, we're getting out of the business. It's legal. It's legal, Mr. Markowski. It was legal what I did. Yeah, I know it was legal, but was it right? Is what you did, was it right? Well, that all depends upon how you look at things. No, dude. You just screwed your clients. And really, there's nothing we can do at that point in time. It's sad, it really is. And the reason why I brought this up, 4 or 5 stories from this past week alone with this exact same thing happening at major firms. Flipping entire client bases into variable annuities. Highest commission product out there. Next to, of course, gold coins and silver. It's sad, it really is. Listen, we're here to help. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Sign up for an account repair kit or a consultation with our certified financial planners, and we'll do what we can do to help you out. We've been doing this for our account repair kit was our first kit going back to the early 1990s, and it's still there. Anyway, we got to talk about this next story. We got to get to some of the business stories of the week. And a lot of these stories we're going to talk about, one of the teachable moments when it comes to the world around us and understanding the economy, understanding macroeconomics and where we are. This is a story that's I'm dismayed. This is frightening. This is one of these things where, you know what, America, this is your wake-up call. Remember Gordon Gekko getting Buddy on the phone, calling him early in the morning? Hey, Buddy, this is your wake-up call. No, this is another wake-up call. There were a couple this past week. What happened at Google is frightening. If you haven't heard the story, a gentleman who works at Google put out basically a position paper when it came to gender and some of the reasoning behind pay disparity and people working in certain fields. And it was well thought out, well researched, citing various different scientific examples. And he was fired. He was fired because, I guess, Google is not a fan of diversity. How could it be? I mean, what does the word diverse mean? What does it mean? You know, the funny thing is that you have Google has a person. This is an actual job. I kid you not. Danielle Brown, Google's vice president for diversity and inclusion. That's an actual job. I mean, I think about this. I was thinking about it this past week. How does a person like this, I mean, again, this Danielle Brown must know deep down inside that she does nothing for a living. Yeah, she gets a paycheck. She has a job, but she doesn't contribute to Google. She doesn't contribute to their bottom line. She's just there. Vice president for diversity and inclusion. Why would anybody need that at their business? If we're supposed to be living in a world where it's based upon merit, well, what do you need diversity and inclusion? I'm going to hire the best person for the job. I don't care what color you are. I don't care who you like to sleep with. It doesn't matter to me. And she was all bent out of shape over this memo that went out. Yet they're wrong. Every single psychologist, you had psychologists coming out of the woodwork claiming that the viewpoint put out was scientifically accurate. But the guy was fired anyway. Listen, people, at this point in time, I don't know how anybody could work at one of these big companies. I would lose my mind. I'd be fired in a matter of 30 seconds. You know, this is looking a lot like 1984. Eerily similar to 1984. There's no diversity in thought. Either you think the way they want you to think, or you are a Nazi. You are a racist. You have anti-gender bias. You're xenophobic. I can go on and on and on down the list. This is not the United States of America, and quite frankly, Google should be embarrassed. But they could care less. Anyway, I was thinking about this too. There's another topic that's been hot out there, and the idea of white privilege. And I gave that a little bit thought this past week too. Got to check your white privilege. And I have classes at school about understanding one's white privilege. And then again, wait a second. Aren't we all privileged in some way, shape, manner, or form? If someone is smarter, my godson's brother's got one of these IQs that are like 150, 160. That's some high processor speed. Does he have cognitive privilege? Should he have to check his cognitive privilege? Should he need to understand that he's, you know, faster mind than everybody else, and maybe he should get a few questions wrong on purpose just to even things out? What about athletic privilege, like LeBron James? Should he have to check that privilege and wear lead shoes to even things out, make it a little bit more fair? Hey, what else? Oh, we can have, you know, basically appearance privilege. Do you think that Brad Pitt became the movie star that he is because he's, you know, one of the greatest actors ever? Or is it because he's really good looking? I go right on down the list. Well, they have privilege too. Should they have to check that? It was interesting. I'm trying to remember the book by Kurt Vonnegut. It's a short story. It wasn't a book. It was a short story. It'll come to me in a second. Where that the entire world is based upon evening everything out. When's it going to end, people? In fact, it's getting worse instead of better. A story came out of Virginia, where a public school in Virginia decided to basically decide who was going to get into AP classes and honors classes, not solely based upon merit, based upon grades. They're breaking up the admission into those classes based upon your color. That's insane. I want to talk a little bit about retail. I've done a retail segment here. I think maybe some of the retailers out there are starting to get it. Maybe they've been listening to this show. Maybe they've been paying attention to what we've been preaching here on the program and not quitting on their industry. Some have. Some have. You get a lot of executive CEOs out there that honestly don't know their buttocks from a hole in the ground. And I'm not kidding. A lot of them are really just that dumb. I'm going to talk about this because, again, a lot of our listeners out there are small business owners and they'll understand the importance of finding your niche. Find that niche market. Find out who your customer is. Be the best in that arena. Provide the best service in that arena. And you know what? You can go head to head with the Amazons. And, you know, Amazon mentioned that they got this new refund policy that will crush a lot of small businesses. They're saying, hey, listen, if you're going to sell on our site, and you're not doing it through one of our centers, automatically, any customer doesn't like the product, they can send it back to you, and you have to pay the freight. That's tough. But again, a lot of these small businesses made the deal with the devil. They decided to go on Amazon's site in the first place. There are better ways to do that. Just as much as we could have sold out. And I think, how many times a big investment firm has come knocking on our door, looking to buy us, wanting the Markowski brothers to work underneath their umbrella? Yeah, right. Sure. Sorry, guys, I didn't have that ethical bypass at birth. Oh, you're going to continue to be small. We can give you the money and the finance. We're fine. We're fine, and our clients are fine, and we want to keep it that way. There are ways to compete. There are. Amazon is not going to eat the world. Mark my words. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break right here. Yeah, I'm going to do a couple more business stories I want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about valuations when we get back and some of the tech stocks out there and some of the companies going public and also some of the ones that are private that are thinking about going public. Also want to talk a little bit about Disney making a decision this past week in regards to ending its relationship with Netflix and what that means. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And budget blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, I haven't figured it. I've been on the air here now for almost 18 years here at The Watchdog on Wall Street Show, and I still have yet to figure out if I get a ton of emails in regards to a topic that I go over here on the program. I don't know whether or not it's because I was incoherent, I didn't do a very good job explaining the topic, or maybe that I just piqued people's interest. I haven't figured it out yet. But I have mentioned, we have talked a little bit about valuations and understanding what's taking place with some of these private companies that are dying to go public. Case in point, Uber, or ones that have gone public, like Blue Apron or Snap. Interesting, another bad story for Uber. They knowingly leased unsafe cars to some of their drivers in Singapore. Lovely. The hits keep coming for that company. But here's a story that was interesting. I found this out, that Uber could be headed for a big drop-off. Uber tells everybody that they're worth $68 billion. You know, I'm going to... It's kind of funny. I think about that. It's like, hi, my name is Elmer J. Fudd. I own a mansion and a yacht. Okay, you're worth $68 billion based upon what? They're basing it upon the valuation that the last round of investors bought stock in the company. That's their valuation. They're basing it upon the private stock. Now, I mean, it had nothing to do with company making any money, because they don't make any money. And again, I kind of laugh at this because, again, what does Uber do that is so special? You got plenty of companies that are now starting to imitate what they do. They bring people from point A to point B. But anyway, neither here nor there. You got an investment coming. It's not an investment coming into Google. It's a change in ownership. SoftBank is coming in to purchase the shares of one of the early investors. They're purchasing these shares at a deep discount. SoftBank is going to be buying shares from Benchmark, which is an early investor, and it looks to be basically the valuation due to the transaction. It would bring the $68 billion valuation between $40 and $45 billion. Now, why am I explaining? What am I talking about this? What does it mean to you? You don't own stock in Uber. Well, they're going to eventually try to sell it to you, just like they did with Snap, just like they did with Blue Apron. Again, the difference, people, is that during the 1990s, you could get into a lot of these startups at a lower valuation, a much lower valuation. Companies would go public much quicker. Now, Wall Street tried to find an end run around this. They tried to build up these companies through private money, through venture capital, basically managing the entire process. It's like they're controlling all aspects of what's going on. So then they can eventually tell you that you need to buy this stock after all of these early investors made their fortune. Everybody take a look at Snap stock. Everybody take a look at Blue Apron stock. How's that working out? That is the difference between the 1990s and today. And I hope I'm making that clear. Really quick here on the story on Disney. And again, I think this is a smart move by Disney. I don't think everybody's going to be able to do this, but Disney can. Content is important. And one thing Disney has a lot of is content. They basically told Netflix that, you know what, we're going to do our own streaming platform. Makes sense for a company of their size with their library. They're also going to be, I guess, putting out an ESPN streaming service, but it's not going to be the same as the one that's on TV. I don't know so much about that. I don't know if that's going to be, people are going to sign up for that. Because it's not going to have football. Yeah, it'll have Major League Baseball, but you can get that already through a Major League Baseball app, and you can get an NFL. I don't think that one's going to work. But the regular Disney thing, I think, is a good idea. Do I think other studios are going to say, hey, you know what? We're going to pull our content off Netflix or Hulu, and they're going to do it on our own? No, no. What this basically is, and people are adapting to the whole cord cutting, phase that's going through. I mean, Disney's gotten hit. You take a look at their ESPN subscribers, they're in the toilet, and they continue to drop. So it's a smart move on their part. All right. Got to talk a little bit about healthcare. Again, stack of stories. Anthem pulls out of Obamacare in Nevada and parts of Georgia. Idaho bracing for astronomical Obamacare premium hikes in 2018. I got another one here somewhere. Illinois, Obamacare insurance premiums expected to rise 43% next year. Now, if you're a business owner in Illinois or some of these places, are you going to hire anybody? No. No. You're scared. You are scared right now because you don't even know. This is what they're telling you. You have no idea what your health care bill is going to be next year. You're frightened. So basically, you can shut those economies down. And that's what's going on. And this is why Republicans are awful. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But there was a column here that was, what was it? Was it it's CNBC of all places. Maybe it's time to pull the plug on health insurance. This is what we've been saying all along. What if you woke up tomorrow and there was no health insurance? What if there was a real live Fight Club scenario and at the end, rather than blowing up the big banks and the credit card companies, they blew up the insurance companies and there were no more insurance companies. Do you think millions of people would be dying in the streets? Huh? Do you think people, like they say, oh, these people, everybody would be off the rolls. It wouldn't be 22 million people off the rolls. It would be everybody off the rolls. Would everybody just start dying in the streets? No. What would happen sooner rather than later would be we'd have to go to the free market. And hospitals and doctors would have to price their product, have to price their service based upon what people could pay. That's it. And yes, would there be super hospitals and would there be hospitals that were okay? Would there be, but there's no difference now. It's the same thing. You'd go in and you would actually have almost like a menu, like going into a restaurant. You would know what the price was because you'd ask, How much is this going to cost me? You wouldn't be sent, a bill wouldn't get shuffled off through 1,000 middlemen, through various different coding, through an insurance company where 99.9% chance you're overpaying for something. I'm not kidding. My daughter had a problem with her foot, twisted her ankle, went to go see the doctor. I think we got a bill for like some $1,500 or something like that for like a brace. I almost flipped. Well, you got to go check with the, you know how difficult it is to try to go through the insurance and the billing and try to get that changed? That would all go away. And that, my friends, would be a good day. That would be a great day. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Hey, I want to mention this as well. Okay? Listen, okay? We've been helping out people with their health care and the health insurance. It's been a part of our financial plans from the get-go. We're still doing that. We can't do as much, but we're still here to help. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Police in Barcelona say one person is dead, 32 injured after a terror attack in Spain's second largest city. There are unconfirmed reports from local news outlets of more than a dozen deaths, but police are not yet willing to confirm that report. Barcelona police say a van was intentionally driven into a crowd at a popular tourist area in the central tourist district of Las Ramblas. Authorities say expect the death toll to climb. Stay tuned for updates from USA Radio News. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Republicans are not as far away from repealing Obamacare as some may think.
I think we're actually quite close to getting the job done on repealing Obamacare. And I think failure is not an option. Obamacare is the single biggest job killer in this country.
Senator Cruz went on to say that when he's speaking to Texans and other Americans, they just want Republicans to get the job done. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Bananarama, Cruel Summer. This was talk about a big summer movie. Karate Kid. You know, I heard that they're actually going to be making some Karate Kid television show, and Ralph Macchio is coming back for that. Not kidding. Anyway, listen. I use stuff from Karate Kid all the time. We use Mr. Miyagi's Banzai 3. Cut here, snip here. Is it, did I just do a microaggression, or was it a cultural appropriation when I was imitating his voice? Am I going to get in trouble for that? Do you think I care? No, I honestly, I don't care. I mean, he was a great character, but the whole bonsai tree bit, we talk about that when it comes to financial planning and cutting a little bit off and moving a little bit here. Anyway, you see, Bananarama got me off the beaten track. I want to talk a little bit more here. I had this story and I almost forgot about it. This is, it's out of California. Follow along with me here. California woman is suing CVS, the largest pharmacy chain in America, for charging more to customers who use insurance to pay for certain generic prescriptions. The lawsuit filed accuses CVS Health of participating in a fraudulent scheme and claims the plaintiff paid $165 plus for a prescription in July that she bought without using insurance would have only cost her $92. CVS never told her that paying in cash would allow her to pay 45% less for the drug. Instead, CVS remained silent and took her money, knowing full well that no reasonable consumer would make such a choice. The problem is with copays sent back to pharmacy benefit managers. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, the intermediary between insurance companies and pharmacies who negotiate the price that insurance companies have to pay the pharmacies. PBMs control which pharmacies are in network for the insurers, incentivizing CVS to offer them a portion of their sales so they can get more clients. BS, BS, and more BS, and more middlemen. Okay, I'm going to describe this in the, well, I'm going to do this Godfather 2 bit, which we often use here on the program. Middlemen. I want you to think of these PBMs and all these other people that work in between the actual transaction as Don Fiducci from Godfather 2. Yes, the evil guy from The Black Hand wearing the white suit going from establishment to establishment in Little Italy, reaching into the cash register and taking their money. He used to say, all I got to do is wet my beak. This is the problem with health insurance. We have a lot of people wetting their beak. We have a lot of people that serve no function whatsoever than to wet their beak. I said it here, man. You know, you get rid of the insurance companies, you Tyler Durden the entire thing, we wake up tomorrow, it's a much, much better place. You know, go along with this as well. Did you see Mitch McConnell this past week? Mitch McConnell at the Rotary meeting in Kentucky, saying that he was irritated. Irritated that he and Congress are getting the perception that they don't get anything done. Whoa. Honestly, that's like if fire could talk. If fire could talk coming out and actually saying, you know what, I'm irritated at the fact that people think that I'm hot. Huh? You are hot. Congress, you don't get anything done. You haven't gotten anything done. Why wouldn't everybody be ticked off at this? And again, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but it's by design. It's by design. These people put on a show. They're there for themselves. You understand? Themselves and their donors and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and all the powers that be. Members of the Bushwood Country Club. That's who they're there for. That's it. That's it. Mitch McConnell doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about repealing Obama. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. Doesn't matter. That's not going to happen. Hey, and the funny thing is this, is now that Trump looks like he's caving. Trump, it looks like he's caving. It looks like he might go along with trying to fix Obamacare. You know what fixing Obamacare is? That's, again, like me saying I could fix Bernie Madoff's investment scam, which I could. Just give it more money. It's going to implode again later on, but you can keep it going. You can fix it for a period of time. Just pour more money into it. This is the logic and reason of today, people, and it's pathetic and sad. Anyway, quick break here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff right there at the website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street. I'm always honored to have you tuned in to the big program. I am... Listen, if you are a someone that is on the leftist persuasion and you believe their theory, their ideology... You're going to be thinking we're going to be heading toward a big recession right now. And I'm here to tell you why. More than 1.1 million fewer Americans are on food stamps since Donald Trump has been inaugurated. 1.1 fewer Americans are on food stamps. Now, again, if you're a leftist, you must think that we're going to, this is terrible. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible thing because Nancy Pelosi, remember the press conference? She came out and she said that the best economic stimulus out there was unemployment and food stamps. Yeah. Yeah. They believe that. They believe that the best form of economic stimulus is government handouts and giveaways. I'm not making it up. They believe this. They say this. Anyway, this is great sign. Again, this is also not so much to do with what's happening out of Washington, D.C., but various different states that are cracking down on food stamps and forcing people to actually go out and get a job or go be in job training or do volunteer work in order to collect those food stamps. So it's cleaning up the rolls to some degree. We still have a long way to go, but definitely a step in the right direction. This, another very good sign. U.S. job openings are surged to a record. A June surge in U.S. job openings to a record indicates demand for workers remains strong at the end of the second quarter. Now, I'm going to tell you what Republicans and Democrats are going to say about this. They're going to say, well, why don't we need more immigrants then? We need more guest workers. We need more H-1B visas. We need more H-2B visas then. This is going to be very difficult on businesses to get people to fill those jobs. It's not going to be a good thing. They're lying, both Republicans and Democrats. We still have 95 million plus people that are outside the labor force. We also have an aging population that, quite honestly, is going to need to be working a couple days a week during retirement. It is what it is. Pensions just aren't what they used to be. People have not saved enough money. You're not going to be, most people are not going to be able to just, I'm just being real, this is reality here. Most people are just not going to be able to check out. And we're seeing signs of this. We're seeing businesses say, hey, you know what? We're going to give you flexible hours if you're a senior citizen. You can work a couple hours a week. Don't fall for the nonsense that all of a sudden we got to bring in cheap labor again. Because all that's going to do is undercut wages. And you know what we've been seeing? For the first time in a long time, we've been seeing wages come up. And this is on the lower end of the spectrum. Wages are coming up. The job numbers that came out last week, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Again, I still would like to see wages come up a little bit more. Also had some good numbers when it comes to the trade deficit. Trade deficit narrowed to $43.6 billion in June. One of the interesting things about this whole thing is that the mainstream media is actually hiding the wage gains that we're seeing taking place. Anyway, I'm seeing it. I know what's going on. And a lot of it has to do with the reduction of H-1B visas and H-2B visas. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Now, it's very rare. I didn't tell John this. My producer does a great job. Very rare you hear country music here on The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Let's just say I'm not a fan. Anyway, you know the country music songs that I really drive me nuts, honestly? Are those proud to be an American? I know I'm free. You know what? Enough. Okay. Enough with your chants of let freedom ring and proud to be American. Where at least you know you're free. You're not free. You're not. Okay. Enough with this rah rah stuff. Why don't we be honest with people? Okay. We got this whole North Korean problem right now. You know who built all those North Korean bombs? We did, with our money, with our tax dollars. Free. Yeah, we're free, all right. Uh-huh. No, you're not. And again, that's what this program is all about. Define the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. I love my country. Love my country. Love the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, one of the most beautiful documents ever written. We just don't follow them anymore. So don't go singing about the fact that we do, okay? Just saying. From time to time, I got to go off on a rant there. Anyway, this story, again, this is a great story that it's an econ story, and most people don't even realize it. Wall Street Journal doesn't even recognize it. I honest to God, I think that they have mind-numb robots working at the Wall Street Journal. Or just yes people. Yes, Rupert. Yes, News Corp, whatever you say. You know, like the remember Akeem's princess? Remember, she's your queen to be. Remember that whole scene where he takes her in the back room there, and he goes, "Buck like a dog, a big dog." That great scene. Anyway, you got to be a Coming to America fan to appreciate it. I love that movie. But anyway, they kind of like that queen. They'll do whatever Rupert likes. Anyway. Story in the Wall Street Journal. Judge rejects bankrupt woman's bid to cancel a $333,000 student loan bill. Now, why did this story catch my attention? Well, first and foremost, the rule that you cannot discharge student loan debt in bankruptcy. Now, granted, you could go out You could go out and you could get yourself great credit and you can get yourself as many credit cards as possible. People do this. This is actual scam. People get away with it. Charge them up. Charge them up, buy stuff, buy a ton of stuff out there, and then you know what? Declare bankruptcy. Declare bankruptcy. Oh, you ever been to a bankruptcy court? Sit and watch sometime. Yeah, sometimes the credit card companies will have their attorney there. They're not getting anything. Okay? They're not getting anything. So, that's one of the reasons why you have the high interest rate on credit cards, of course. But why do you think you have such low interest rates on student loans? It's because you can't discharge them in bankruptcy. Now, what does this mean? What's Markowski getting at here? See, most people would stop thinking right there. Oh, that's a good thing, Mr. Markowski, because then it allows the children to go out and go to college and get student loans at a very low price. We don't want to have high interest rates. It's not right. It's not right. What do you mean it's not right? Shouldn't money be priced accordingly? Why should some 18-year-old kid that maybe a C student in high school be able to borrow hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to college? I'll tell you something. That's not right. The reason why colleges and universities are so expensive is because of this. If people could discharge their student loan debt in bankruptcy, the interest on student loans would be much, much higher. Therefore, people would not go out and take those loans. It would be too unattractive. Then what? Well, it's terrible, Mr. Markowski. Kids wouldn't go to school. Baloney. That's not true. Colleges and universities, would they have to tighten their belts? Sure, they might have to fire one of their several hundred diversity coordinators that they have, some of the ridiculous administrators they have, and they would have to bring the price down for college based upon what people can afford to pay. A free market. There's no free market when it comes to higher education here in this country. Money is not priced accordingly. If it was, the price of college would come down. And again, when I say this stuff, and I've been on television talking about this stuff, I make people's heads explode. The simple concept of the value of money, the cost of money, eludes people. No, Mr. Markowski, it's got to help the kids go to school, got to help the children, it's got to have low end. No, imagine no student aid, zero student aid, zero student loans. What would happen? Are you getting subsidized when you buy a cup of coffee? Is anybody helping you to pay for your cup of coffee? Sure, some cups of coffee are more expensive than others. We all know that. But I can still walk down the streets of New York City or any other city out there and I can get myself a cup of coffee for a dollar or less. There's a free market for coffee. There's no free market. Whenever the government subsidizes anything, the cost goes through the roof. I mean, take a look at this example. This lady trying to discharge $333,000. How in the world was she able to borrow $333,000 to go to school? For what? I mean, she's not a doctor or anything like that. She works at a dentistry school for $63,000 a year. Why would you borrow that amount of money to make $60,000 a year? No, it's a racket. You understand? It is a racket. Colleges and universities are hedge funds. I know they have nonprofit status, but that's not what they are. They're hedge funds. They're businesses, and people make a lot of money. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.